So I did something yesterday that I hadn't done in forever.
Was there a reason why you hadn't done it forever or just hadn't gotten around to it?
I gave directions to someone.
Oh, wow.
So it
was... Were they correct?
And I'll tell you, I always get nervous, and especially back when that was more common. I mean, most people have, you know, their smartphone.
Right.
They have directions right there in their fingertips. So they don't need to do that anymore. Right. But back when you would get asked, hey, do you know where this? And every now and then it still happens. I would always get the sweats because it's like, even though I know my way around,
telling someone else is different.
Yeah, because then all of a sudden it's your responsibility and you feel like, okay, now I have to make sure I'm absolutely explaining it the way, in an easy enough way,
that this person's going to know and not get lost because
right,
of you.
Right, exactly. And in your brain, you're like, okay, there are several different ways I can get here. What's the easiest way? So anyways, so I was jogging yesterday, and legit a guy on a bike, he starts to talk to me. As he's coming, he's passing me going the opposite direction. I'm on the sidewalk and I'm jogging one direction. He's passing me going the other direction. He starts to talk to me and I'm like, what? And like I had earbuds in, right?
Uh-huh.
So I take the earbuds out and I'm still jogging and I kind of like look back and he's like, and he turns around.
He turns around to talk to you? Oh my God.
So he's riding alongside me as I'm jogging and he's like, hey, can you help me? What are the major roads around us? And I'm like, all right. So I was like, Brownsboro Road's right there. I was like, Westport Road's right there. And I kind of like gave him the box of
his bearings
of where we are.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. He's like, okay, I'm trying to get to the Holiday Manor Kroger, right?
Okay.
And I was like, first of all, he said Holiday Manor. I'm like, okay, is that, that's not there. I'm like, in my brain, I'm like, all right, what Kroger is that? Yeah. And so I remember what it was. And I was like, okay. So
that's over by Ballard High School, right?
Right.
Yes.
So I from where we were, I was like, all right, all you do is go up, turn left. When you hit Brownsboro Road, turn right, and then you'll be in the area. You should be able to find it.
You should see it.
Right, right. Because it's going to get too complicated. In my brain, I'm like, it's too complicated to say, all right, then you're going to turn right at the old Thorntons, which is now going to be the new Thorntons, which is now under construction. It's going to kind of jog around to the left when you hit this other light. There used to be a Dairy Queen on the right.
Oh, yeah, no,
and
no.
Like that's too much,
too
right?
Too convoluted.
And so he said, well, what about if I go the other way? So he starts asking me.
So wait, you're arguing with my recommendation
yes!
when you're
so
asking
I said,
me?
So I said, okay, well, I guess you could turn right and then turn left on Westport Road and take that to her,
yes.
And then turn left again.
Yeah, and you'll
and
see
then
the entrance
there's,
from her.
Well, not really.
Well, no, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. Again, in my brain, I'm like, well, it's going to be easier to go. And so this is all while I'm jogging.
Oh.
I'm jogging and he's riding next to me arguing about the directions that I'm giving him.
You should have stopped at that point.
No,
so
I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to.
You couldn't
so anyways,
you could still think while you're still trying to jog. See, I would have had to like stop to try to think.
So I wasn't going to let him like ruin my workout.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So he was like, well, isn't it going to be easier to go right? And I go, okay. All right, we'll do that then. Go right, turn left on Westport, go till you get her, turn left again.
Then you'll see it on your right.
And then he said, no, that wouldn't be right.
Yes, it would.
It would not be right, Kelly.
It wouldn't be right?
No, you would have given him the wrong directions. No. So anyways,
I think that's right.
No, you are incorrect. So I told him, and he was like, all right, I'll do that. I was like, all right, Godspeed. Do your thing. So I see him right off, and I see him, you know, go the direction I told him to. Great. Fast forward about 15 minutes. When I am rolling down Westport Road and I see him riding the opposite direction.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, buddy?
Oh, no.
What is happening here? What?
Are you trying to get to the Kroger?
And so I was just like, well, you know what? I did my thing.
You can't save him.
I can't save him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to figure it out.
Why didn't he have some sort of device like on his arm?
Didn't ask him.
Okay.
Because I don't
even
go...
when you're riding a bike and you're jogging, you have those little arm straps for your phone, right? Just in
he
case
wasn't a
situation.
He wasn't a biker.
Okay.
He was a guy on a bike.
Oh.
So do you mean like,
yes,
like he wasn't a biker going out for fitness.
Sure.
He was a guy on a bike
for transportation
with a backpack and gotcha. He was trying to get somewhere, right? He was
well,
trying
okay,
to get to the
he had
Kroger.
A backpack. He could have put a phone in a backpack. So he could have like pulled over, got his bearings, figured out where he was going.
Yeah. You're telling me all things that he could have done, but didn't happen.
Perplexed.
Right. So he asked me. Said jogger, just random drug. And so it was literally something I had
and
not
then
done.
Didn't take your advice.
In forever.
And then thought maybe he was taking your advice.
And I felt the sweats once again of trying to get this guy to where he wants to go in the easiest possible way. Mm. Him not wanting to go the way I told him to.
Right.
And then
running
failing,
away from it.
And then failing at following the directions I gave him.
It's tough. I really do need to look at the map as it's guiding me.
And so at this point, and so when I saw him going the wrong way on Westport, I'm sitting there going, okay, is this guy, like, what's his deal? Like, is this guy just doing this as a bit?
Maybe.
like,
maybe you're a part of his little
maybe
show.
Maybe I'm a part of his little show. Who knows?
Well, I hope he got where he needed to go.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like he was successful from
at
what
least
he told
my
you.
My direction.
Exactly.
Right.
Next here.
Okay. We'll get to that next.